This just released. The Mohawk Council of Gahnawake wishes to inform the community that Chief and Council have passed a $115,000 budget request to continue professional research into a possible land-based gaming project at the Monday, September 12th Council meeting. The budget is being drawn from the MTK's operational reserve. As mentioned previously, the preliminary Phase 1 research was done in-house with no additional cost or budget required. The motion passed 8-1 with Chief Carl Horn objecting. Preliminary research has clearly indicated that the most viable and potentially profitable land-based project would be a casino. More detailed and extensive professional research is required in Phase 2, including a market feasibility study, an economic impact study, and a social impact study, as well as a technical survey to gauge community support and gather opinions. This work will begin immediately. Once Phase 2 is completed, and if the information and findings are positive, Chief and Council would most likely call another land-based casino referendum in 2012 as the formal method of seeking community approval. The MCK will hold a special community meeting on this topic on Wednesday, September 28th.
We believe this today launching into the next phase will give not only us, the MCK, and the council chiefs, but also more importantly the whole community, the information necessary to make an informed decision. More information will be shortcoming, but I believe that this is a solid move for Gahnawake in the future. We're looking to be prosperous as well as self-sufficient.
Grand Chief Mike DeLille Jr. As promised, the Phase 1 executive summary is now available for any community member upon request or by accessing Gahnawake.com. The MCK would like to remind the community that this project would be conducted under five guiding principles. The collective must be the prime beneficiary. No land slated for housing developments will be used. Community members shall receive a dividend. Social impacts will be addressed through immediate and effective measures. And there will be independent community management of all gaming profits. Now you're up to date.